Hi, this is the Steve Barish Healing Hour. I just wanted to say hello to everybody and start out with talking about nature and what we can do with nature and how we can love nature. We need to love nature. I guess enough of us are starting to understand that. And what I wanted to do tonight was to discuss with you what I see and how I go about seeing it. What I do with nature basically is that I walk through nature. I don't walk into nature. I walk through nature. And what I mean is that I unfocus when I'm in nature, and I'm able to see the spirits of the trees and the spirits of the woods on top of the trees as I'm walking through the forest. And they actually will come with me and walk with me, and I'll be able to see them on the top of the trees, and as soon as I get to a clearing, they go back into the woods again. So there's a lot of things that can be done in nature just by unfocusing and loving. They really feel us. They really feel the wonderfulness of us as long as we're open and as long as we have a lot of love in our hearts. You can actually just be with nature all the time. I know that there's a lot of times when I'll actually sit down in the forest and actually be able to see a shard of light going straight down to the center of the earth. It looks like shards of beautiful glass or beautiful quartz going from the beginning of the dirt all the way down to the center of the earth. We should be able to see those things naturally. It's something that the primitives knew, and I'm starting to find out how to be able to show that to people and how to be able to work with people to be able to open them up. And that's one of the reasons that I'm putting people through the meditation that I do, where we bring down the energy from earth, the energy from heaven to through our bodies, and taking that down to the light in the center of the earth, and we're bringing that light up to the top of the surface and through our bodies, and through that way we're able to open up to nature and open up to more of Mother Earth, because that's who we are. We're part of the earth. We're not disconnected from it. If you feel disconnected from it, we're not. We need to understand that we love nature, or at least there's a lot of us love nature. And most of the people, of course, that listen to my program really, really enjoy nature. So what I need to tell you is that when you are in the woods and you feel love and you feel harmony, just what you need to do, it's almost like looking at an aura. If you remember how to look at an aura where you just unfocus yourself and you can actually see the aura around the body, I think it's something that a lot of us can do. We can see colors, we can see light around the aura, which moves back and forth. And it's really interesting how to unfocus to that. And we need to do the same thing with Mother Earth. I know that I have a lot of beings in the house here that come and visit me, and some of them are forest beings and spirits from the forest and from Mother Nature, no matter where it is. And so we can actually focus on that or unfocus on it and be able to see what we want to see. Now, about a year ago, I was doing a massage at 1580 Elmwood Avenue in Rochester, New York here, and I was actually given the honor of being able to see the eyes of trees, and they're very big. The eyes are very big, and I was allowed to go out and look behind the eye, and it's really amazing, because what they were showing me was is they see us as well as we see them. And it's something that they do. It's amazing. We think the trees are just trees, but there's so much so much more to a tree. Also, the spirit of the tree. At the base of the tree, I would say up to between 5 and 6 feet, the spirit of the tree exists in there. And the spirit of the tree looks just like us. There's no difference. I didn't see arms other than the arms of the trees, but the rest of the body looks just like us. It's just amazing. And I love hugging trees, and I love being around nature. I think it's something that we really need to focus on more if we want to find out more about our primal self. It's part of who we are, and it's part of God's will that He let us see all these wonderful blessings. It's really amazing that we have the ability to do that, and we don't. And it's really a shame because there's so much love in nature and so much love in people, and we don't focus on that. We don't give ourselves the ability to get in touch with our primal self. And it's so important to be able to do that, to understand that we have the ability of being in touch with our primal self. I know that when I do walk in the woods, I feel the presence of people all around, forest people, spirit people, whatever the case may be, and they're always there. And they feel love from us as much as I give them love back. And there's no reason why there's not a person on the planet that cannot feel the same thing that I'm feeling. It might be in a different way, and it might be in a different motive in terms of what you want out of nature. But it's wonderful to be able to get in touch with that and to be able to feel that kind of wonderfulness that we can actually share with nature. So I think it's really wonderful to do. And, God creates creation every day. We have an ability to have a new life every day. And I think it's really wonderful that God does that. And every time we go to bed and wake up, it's a new day. It's a new beginning. And we can make so many changes. It's the idea of basically loving ourselves more and understanding who we are. And the way to do that is through meditation. I know we've talked before about meditation, and I think it's really important to do that again. And I believe that the more we meditate, the more we open up to the things around us that really matter. And it's not money, it's not possessions. It's what we have in the idea of nature, in the idea of our own growth, love, compassion, harmony. It's so important to do because it's the way of growth. It's a way of being. It's a way that I love to be because if I'm meditating every day, and I meditate with my clients, I usually do between 7 and 8 massages a day. So as I'm doing an hour massage, I'm in a meditative state, and I stay that way probably till the end of the day. And of course, I unwind from that. But the big thing is that we need to have this love around us. We need to have the ability to do whatever we want to do in terms of changing. I know that with water, it's really important to do. What I've done is actually seen the water spirit come right out of the water and stand right in front of me. And it's really, really beautiful. It's just absolutely marvelous to see. And it's all love. There's nothing wrong with that. It's a shiny, glimmering amount of water, and it looks like water, but it's in spirit form, and it's just gorgeous. I've been able to show people what to do with water also in terms of how to change water and how to change the molecular structure. And you can do that basically with your hands, or even focus on the water and actually send love to the water. And what happens is that the molecules, or better yet, the atomic structure of the water, will actually change. and it will change to what you want it to do. In other words, if you have love in your heart, that water will pick up on that, and it's automatically changed. So you can drink it, and it's a much sweeter water. That's something that we can do, and it's not difficult to do. You put your hands around a glass of water, and make sure it's a glass, and you put your hands around there and just send love to the water. If you had a microscope, you would be able to see the water joy, the actual joy of the water, just dancing in delight because you're giving that water so much love. And you can do that in a pond, you can do that in the ocean, you can do that wherever you're at. You just need to send love. And it's so important to do. It's just really, really important. And most people don't get to that level because they don't understand that they can get to that level. And it's so easy because it's not difficult at all. It's very, very easy to do. I know I've had clients come in with pills that were antibiotics or whatever the case may be, and they say, well, I can't take these pills. They really bother me. They really upset my stomach. I feel like it's throwing my pH balance off. It's doing this. It's doing that. What I do for clients when they do bring in the pills is that I run my hand over the pill. I take the energy of the person, and I change the pill to the energy of the person. Now, it's very easy to do. So, in other words, if you have pills that bother you, is open up the jar, put your hand over the jar, and actually just change the molecular structure of the pill. It doesn't hurt what it's supposed to do, but what it does is change it for your energy. And it's much, much better. I know I've had clients that are on antibiotics, and they were bothering them, and I've actually changed the energy to them, and when they would take it, it didn't bother them anymore. So there's a lot that we can do to help ourselves. There's a lot that we can do to help other people, too. And it's very important to know that we have the ability to make that change, and I think that's so important. Talk about change. If anybody needs any attention tonight, any healing, please don't hesitate to call me. That's what I'm all about. I heal people over the radio, and I don't mind using that word because what I do is I love everybody, and that's what God has given me to do. And I really, really enjoy it. So please don't hesitate to call www.bbsradio.com. I imagine you guys have all got the phone numbers, so if you need to call me for anything, please don't hesitate. Once you're on your path and you have a connection to God, you have freedom from choice as opposed to freedom of choice. So what I'm going to, I'll try to explain that to you a little easier. Once you make a connection, and once I made a connection to God, those choices that were important to me became unimportant to me, because what happens is that once you open up and you hear from God and he starts talking to you, you have, at that particular point in time, freedom from choice, not freedom of choice. In other words, you have, there's two choices. You either have freedom from choice or freedom of choice. And most people live on freedom of choice. But once you make a connection to the heavenly light, that choice is made for you. You live that light. You live God's laws. You live his ways. And it's so important to be in touch with that. I can't tell you and I can't stress enough to you that by living those codes, living the Ten Commandments, living whatever the case may be, that's very important to God and his angels and the hosts around him. I've seen them. I can tell you that it's true. There's so much energy around and so much love and so much compassion that we really, really need to focus on what's important for us. It's so important for everybody on the planet to understand that God is total love. We know that. We hear about it every day. But what I'm here to do is to show you how to get in touch with it. So if you would like, I would like to do a meditation this evening, getting you connected to heavenly energy, taking it to the center of the earth, and bringing the energy from center of earth up to you and out, and be able to feed that to the planet. I think it's so important. I know I had a friend of mine come in yesterday for a massage, and we were talking about 8 of 08, and I guess what my friend was telling me was is that everybody on the planet at 8 o'clock in the morning, wherever you're at, are going to meditate, and I think that that will help the Earth a lot, because it always has. And I explained to her that I do that every day, and it's just not 8808. We should be doing that every day for the planet, cleansing our hearts, cleansing the planet, cleansing everything around us. And it's really important to understand that we have the ability to do that every day. So it's wonderful that we can have time together today, so I can show you this meditation and show you how to get in touch with Mother Earth even better, and to be able to get in touch with yourself at a higher level of energy than you ever have before. And that's really important to me, because I'm not doing this out of ego. I'm doing it out of love. What I want to do is take you to a higher level of energy, and to be able to let you feel Mother Earth at a primal rate, so you'll be able to help people and help yourself and help Mother Earth. And she is alive, and she's wonderful, and she gives a lot of love, and we need to give love back. So what I want to do is start out this evening with a wonderful meditation. And what we need to do is just sit down and focus and relax and just look straight ahead and just calm down and just relax with it. That's it. There's a pillar of light coming down. You should be able to feel that over your head now. It'll be in the back of your head right now. That's it. Allow that to enter you. That's energy from heaven. That's it. You should be able to feel the molecular structure in your body changing right now. And you're going to feel a lot of negative energy just leave you. And what we're going to do is that I need you to focus, not to unfocus, but focus. We're going to take this energy and we're going down to the center of the earth. You should be able to feel yourself going down now. You should be able to feel yourself going through your chakras and going down. Okay, we're down into the earth. We're going down to the center of the earth. Let's just follow me. Just follow me down. Good. Just follow me down. There's nothing to be afraid of. We will come back to the same place where we were. We're just going to be at a higher level of energy. That's it. Don't be afraid. Just follow me down. Good. Let go any kind of anxiety. That's it. Very good. Excellent. Excellent. You should be able to see light down at the center of the earth now. We're just about there. You're going to feel an expansive feeling or a state of higher consciousness in a second here. Here we go. You should be able to feel that energy coming right through your feet. If you can see the light, bathe in it. This is the light at the center of the planet. Just enjoy that light. That's it. Bathe in that light. You should be able to feel yourself expanding. Good. Now let's just bathe down here for a minute or two. I think it's really important to do. Just be. bathe in that wonderful light it's given us. That's it. It feels so good to bathe down here. Good, you should be able to feel the light going through your body now quite well. You should be a lot lighter. You should be more at ease. That's it. Very good. Excellent. Okay, we're starting to come back up again. You're going to feel a lot lighter when you get back up here. That's it. You should be a lot more expanded. We're coming through. We're coming through. That's it. Just come back into your body easy. Very good. Excellent. Excellent. You should feel a lot more expansive. You're back in your body now. You should feel a lot more expansive. It should be a very good feeling, a very light feeling. I think that's wonderful. You're doing great. Stay with it. Just stay with it. Feel the energy. It's just wonderful. You should really, really be able to feel that energy. It's just fantastic. How does that feel to you? If you have a phone and you're listening, please don't hesitate to call me and let me know how that feels. I think it's really, really great that we have this time together. Yes. It's really, really great to be able to talk to you about this and be able to have the feeling. That's wonderful. Now you should be able to feel the light coming down from heaven even better. You should be able to feel the energy as you're touching even your higher self. You should be able to see the light coming from heaven right down through your body. Take your hands and put them out in front of you. Open them up. And you'll see tremendous light coming down from heaven. You should be able to feel that now. Great. Great. Now, there's a lot of people that are going to get rid of a lot of stuff tonight. Just allow that energy to go through you. It won't be hard. You're not going to run through detoxification. What we're doing is so fast that it's clearing the body without having to go through any kind of detoxification. So we have the ability to do that. So just allow that energy to pour into you. You should be able to feel that energy. Hello?
Hello, Steve?
Yes.
This is Bill.
Hi, Bill.
From Las Vegas?
Yes. How you doing, buddy?
Fine. I got a hold of the computer. Good.
Oh, wonderful. I'm putting everybody through a meditation.
Uh-huh.
So give me a minute, and then we'll talk, okay?
Okay, no problem.
We're just about there, Bill. Just give me a minute. Good. Good. Okay. You should feel a higher level of energy running through your body and surging. So that's really good. I've got a good friend of mine on the phone. His name is Bill, and I met Bill at the Fred Bell Seminar in Laguna Beach. And Bill, you want to tell what you do, Bill?
What I do?
Yeah.
Oh, I've been disabled since 1988.
Right. So what we've been doing is that I've been clearing Bill. I think this is our third session, isn't it, Bill?
What's that?
Is this our third session that we're going through now?
Yeah, I'll
right.
be the fourth.
The fourth session. This
yeah.
is the fourth session. I asked Bill to call tonight. I worked on Bill last night, and I cleared him of a lot of energy, and he was feeling a lot more in his legs. He's been in a wheelchair since, is it 88, Bill?
Right.
And so what we're doing, he hasn't had much feeling in his legs, and he's starting to get tremendous feeling in his legs and his feet. So I asked Bill to call tonight because I was a bad boy and didn't call him for about a week. So I've asked him to come and just sit here. What I'm going to do, Bill, is open you up again. And you should feel energy running through your body now. Can you feel that?
Yes, I have a lot of energy from yesterday.
Yes, I bet you do. I bet you do. We're just going to supercharge you today, Bill, because I want you out of that wheelchair. At some point in your life, we're going to have you out of that. You should be able to feel the energy down by your feet. Can you feel that,
yes,
Bill?
Yes, I can, yeah. I can feel it now.
Good, good. Bill hasn't had very much feeling in his legs, so he's getting a lot more feeling now. And the circulation in his legs are a lot better than what they were before, and the energy is going through his body a lot easier. We opened up his coccyx last night and cleared his spine, cleared his legs out, and so we're doing a lot of good work with Bill. How does that feel now, buddy?
Yeah, it feels like a low electrical charge that's going through my whole body.
Right, that's what we want to do. We're taking your frequency up, Bill.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you call it the right time. I just put everybody through a meditative state. We were connecting from Mother Earth up to heaven,
uh-huh.
and from heaven down to Mother Earth. We were going right to the center of the Earth, so we're all a little bit more supercharged. So,
do you have any of those tapes available? Do you have any meditation tapes?
No, I've never done that, Bill. Maybe I should do that. And
you have such a soothing voice.
Well, thank you.
You know, you go right into the meditation with your voice.
Thank you, Bill. how do your hands feel? Your hands should feel pretty good.
Yeah, I'm feeling better. You know, it's like laying on a vibrator bed with you know, and you're increasing the vibrations here.
Yes, we need to increase the vibration to help you to walk, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're doing, and this is our fourth session. So this is really
right.
Good stuff. And let's see here.
Yeah, it feels tingly. My body feels tingly all over now.
Yes. Yes. I went into your brain last night, Bill, as we were discussing last night, and I was changing some of the vibration in the brain. So you should be able to feel that now. Your mind should be very clear.
Uh-huh.
And,
I feel more, you know, I'd like to say after a meditation, it cleans your window. You're looking clearer now.
Yes, yes, yes.
You're looking at the world more clearer.
Yes. And that's really important, Bill.
Yeah.
That's really important. I was discussing on the radio how to get in touch with more energy and going into nature and really getting in touch with nature. I don't know if you heard that or not, but...
Yeah, I did, yeah.
You did. Okay, good. So that'll be good for you to do.
Yeah, Professor Emoto with the water.
Yes.
Yeah, he proved it, yeah.
Yes. And the water is so important to do because you can actually change the molecular structure yourself.
Right.
And every time that you drink water, you can actually change that, Bill, to your own benefit. Because the water wants to help you. There's nothing on the planet that does not want to help you. So we need to look at it as our best friends.
Would you recommend drinking a higher pH water?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
You can actually take, I forget the name of the water. What is the water that I don't think has any life in it? I can't think the name of it. You can actually change that put life back into the water. I can't think of the name of doggone water. But anyhow, I think people use it a lot to drink with.
Right.
I can't think of the name of it. They buy it in the store. I can't think. But anyhow, you can actually
buy machines that make it for you at home.
Yes, yes. And what you can do is actually just put your hands around the water.
Uh-huh.
And just feel the water and send love to the water.
Right.
And that will actually help you get better. I know the Kabbalists do that.
Oh.
They also change the water molecularly. You can buy their water, but you can do it yourself. What I would suggest doing, Bill, is also when you're eating,
uh-huh.
take your hands and run your hands over your food, and what that will do is change it to your structure.
Okay.
So it'll be a higher level of energy, and will be able to help you even more. You know, you only need to do that for about 30 seconds, and that'll actually change the food for you. There'll be a lot more love in the food. That's what I do when I eat. I change the structure of the food to me, and raise the vibration of the food, raise the vibration of the water. Now, with water, Bill, what you can do is, is your wife there?
No, she's at work now.
Okay. Do you have water around there that you can drink?
I'm not right handy, no.
Okay. What I was going to do, if you had it handy, I'd change the water for you, and you'd be able to taste the difference, the sweetness in the water. When you do that kind of thing with your hands. Now, you can actually increase the aura of the water. I've increased it enough that you can feel it about 30 feet away. So you can really, really make the water extremely powerful. And it's really, really good for you to drink. So I would highly suggest that. How do you feel now, Bill? You should be very clear.
Yeah, I feel a lot of vibration in the body. I feel
good. Terrific.
And my legs feel looser.
Great.
There's no strength there yet, but they feel looser.
Well, the main thing to do is to get them looser first, Bill.
Uh-huh.
We need to get looser, then we can start adding strength. That's when you will need to order the vitamins from Paradigm.
I am taking the...
Taking them.
Oh, yeah, I'm taking the mineral and the all-purpose.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's, you know, most people are deficient in minerals.
Yes. I'm starting to use a lot of cayenne pepper.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing, and it seems to be helping my pH balance and everything else, and so I'm going to stick with it. But that's a story for a different day. But that you feel much better.
Muscle testing, Steve. Do you believe in doing that with the food that you eat?
Excuse me, Bill.
When you muscle test, do something that's good for you.
Yes.
Do you do that with your food too?
Yes, I do, Bill. What I do, I get yeses and nos. If I go to, we have a store here called Wegmans, and I'll go into the store and I'll lift my hand up. If I get a yes, I'll buy it. If I get a no, I won't buy it.
I see. Mm-hmm.
Everybody
can do it with the muscle test.
Right? Oh, absolutely.
Right.
It's just some people are a little faster. What I do is just automatically do it. You know.
Well,
I just
you're more proficient.
Well, you know, I just get yeses and nos real quickly.
Yeah.
But I would definitely do that.
Yeah.
I would definitely do that. Now, I don't know why, but your body's calling for spinach.
What's that?
Your body's calling for spinach.
Spinach?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Huh.
That's what I'm hearing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Iron? Do I need iron or what?
Don't know. Your body's just saying spinach to me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. When I don't ask if it's iron or whatever, or it's a B vitamin. When my body says spinach, I go out and buy spinach.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of thing. But that's what your body's asking for, Bill.
Oh, geez.
So I thought I'd let you know that.
Yeah.
But you feel better.
Yeah, I feel better.
Good, Bill. Well, thank you so much for calling.
All right, Steve. I appreciate all you're trying to, all you're doing for me.
Absolutely. Love and light, Bill.
Okay, bye.
Take care. He's such a nice person. He's a really sweetheart. We, when I was in Laguna Beach at Dr. Fred's house, I was staying at a gorgeous hotel that he had set up for a lot of people, and it was just a magnificent place. We were And the hotel was actually, it's a hotel and a golf course. And I think it's called, I can't even think of the name, Melissa Inn or something like that. It's just really, really beautiful. It was a lot of fun staying there. And it's actually in a crater. And I've never been to California before, but my goodness, I've never seen the Rockies before. And I was just in awe of what it looks like in California. I mean, every day was sunny and beautiful. And I met so many nice people. And it was just really, Aliso Creek Inn. Hello?
Hello, Steve. This is Nancy. How you doing?
Hi, Nancy. What can I help you with, honey?
Well, I was wondering if you can help me with my pain again.
Sure. Sure. Is it in the neck?
Well, it's in my whole body.
Your whole body.
But the worst part is in the neck and the shoulders.
Right. That's what I remember. Okay, your heart is opening up again. Did you hear the meditation this evening?
I had just gotten home from picking up my husband.
Oh, cool. Good. Good. You should be able to feel yourself going down towards your tummy. You're starting to ground again.
Yeah, I'm feeling it.
Good, honey. We're going to do a little bit different work on you tonight because what I want to do is change the pattern so you don't have to live with this pain much longer.
Okay.
We need to change the pattern of your thought.
Okay.
Is that okay to do? Is that all right to do?
Yes, please.
Okay. You should be able to feel that in your coccyx area now and down your legs. Can you feel that?
Yes, I can.
Good. Do you feel the energy in your head?
Yes.
Okay. You should be a lot more focused right now. Can you feel that?
Yes, I do.
I'm in your brain right now. We're just changing some patterns for you. There we go. You should be able to see things closer now. Can you see things closer? Take a look at a flower or take a look at something in the room.
Yes, I do.
Yes, you'll see things a little bit closer. We're changing the patterns so we can, you won't have to worry about this pain much longer.
Awesome.
What we're doing is refocusing you.
Okay.
How does that feel to you?
I feel pretty good right now.
Yeah. Okay, what I would like you to do, do you have a plant in the house there?
No, I don't.
Okay. You have trees outside?
I can, where I work, I do.
Okay. Are you home now?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have any flowers at home outside?
Not right now.
Okay. Well, anyhow, when you go outside, you're going to see colors a lot brighter.
Okay.
Okay, what we're doing is taking the frequency up of the brain. And we're trying to change the thought pattern of not getting sick.
Okay.
Okay. I'm just taking the vibration. Can you feel the vibration change?
Yes, I can.
Good, dear. This will be really a lot of fun for you. Do you have a telephone where you can talk through the telephone without touching it?
No, I don't.
Okay. What I would like you to do, are you holding the phone with your left hand?
Yes.
Okay. Take your right hand.
Okay.
And just raise it up over your leg about 3 feet. And you're going to feel tremendous energy between your leg and your hand. Can you feel that?
Oh, yes, I do.
Yes, you do. Everything is opening up for you quite well. All we need to do is change a few things and you're in good shape.
Awesome.
How's your neck now? Can you turn your head and take a look?
Oh, it feels great.
Good, honey. Good. This is all love. This is what we're all about. All it is love and compassion. We want to help each other.
Yes.
Which is really important to do. How do you feel? Do you feel that better?
Yes, I do.
Wonderful. Is there anything else I can do for you while I got you on the phone?
Not that I can think of. That just feels great.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. God bless.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. As I say, there's really nothing that we can't do. All we need to do is say it, and it can get done. What we need to do is to be able to know what to do. And to be able to say that we can change something, and we can change it. And everything is love. Everything is how it's supposed to be. And I think it's really amazing that some people are really touched by all this work. Hello?
Hi, Steve. This is Heidi.
Hi, Heidi. How you doing?
Fine, thank you.
What can I do for you, dear?
I had a question for you about the projector.
Yes.
We're just curious, how do you phrase your questions when you talk to it around health? Or do you say, I am healthy, or?
Yes, you could say, I am healthy, or I can say, I want to be healthy, or I can say, I am healthy.
So anything kind of goes in a sense, as long as it's positive.
Yes, as long as it's positive thought.
Huh.
Now, do you have a projector?
Yeah, we have a tabletop and
a
standalone, and we have a necklace projector.
Oh, wonderful. What stones do you have in the projectors?
Pardon me?
What stone do you have in your one that you wear?
Oh, well, in the projector, it's the clear.
Yes. Yes, it's the zircon stones, yes.
Yeah, and my husband and I share the necklace projector.
Oh, wonderful.
So we're thinking of getting another one that's a standalone.
Yes.
Where would you position that?
Well, I'm looking at your house right now. I hope you don't mind that I remote view your home. Is that okay?
That's fine.
We need to move the projector where it is.
Yeah.
Okay, we need to get it about a foot higher.
Okay.
Could you do me a favor?
Sure.
Could you pick up the projector and put it towards the west?
Okay. Hold on one second.
Sure thing.
Up a foot and facing west right around
yes.
here.
Now it's becoming more... Can you feel the frequency changing higher?
Yeah, I can.
Yes, you can.
He wants it right here.
Good. That's a beautiful place to put it, right there.
Yeah. All right.
You should be able to feel the frequency of that much higher right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, to get another one, where would we put that?
Call me when you get it.
All right.
I don't know till you get the other projector. What I would probably do is face them together, probably on the other side of the room. I don't know. I'm not getting a yes, but we need to play with it when it comes into the house.
All right.
But you should feel a lot more energy and much higher, a much higher frequency. Do you feel that?
Yeah, I thought it felt really good where it was going up high like that.
Yes, yeah.
You put yours off on the wall.
Yes, mine are about 6 feet off the wall. I have them north, south, east, and west.
Right.
And, yeah. That
right.
feels very good there.
Well, we'll figure out how to get it there. Because it's on the table a little lower, so I have to prop
no,
it up a little
okay.
bit.
That's okay.
Yeah.
They'll work anyhow,
yeah.
no matter where you put it, but I just want to put it in the best place possible for you.
Right.
I get phone calls from all over the world asking me those questions. So.
Well, we love it.
Thank you. They're a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. They're
wonderful. Really a lot of fun to use. Did you hear the story about when I took somebody over to Social Security?
Yes, I love that story.
Yeah, that was an amazing story. We had a lot of fun with that.
I thought about that just lately, actually about a half hour ago. I was thinking about that.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun using the projectors. I know Fred and I, we talk a lot, And I'm sort of this guinea pig with these projectors, so we have a lot of fun talking about
them.
Couldn't
get a better one, a better guinea pig.
Well, yeah, we're sort of buddies, so that's what...
Yeah.
You know. But I know in my room right now I have one projector out here now, but I've got three in my room, and there's a ball of light. I'm in another room. I'm just remote viewing my other room, and there's a ball of light around 6 inches high in my room. About 6 inches, round ball, and about 5 feet or 4 feet off the ground. Now your projector, if you stand in the center of your room, you're going to feel a ball of light. Yes. What you need to do is stand in the center of the room, and as you're walking into the center of the room, you're going to feel a tremendous amount of energy that is right in the center of the room, and that's the ball of light that you're getting in touch with. So right. Walk very slowly. You'll feel the energy in the center of the room.
Right. I'm not in that room right now. Do you want me to go back in there?
Please do.
Okay. All right, I'm going in there.
Okay, just slowly walk into it. You'll feel the energy of it.
Yeah, right around here?
Yep.
Yeah.
How's that feel?
It feels good. Well, we got the irradiator on one wall.
Oh, you do?
And the projector on the other.
Yeah, wonderful.
So.
Wonderful. I'm ordering a, I don't even know what it is. It's a unit that I saw at Fred's seminar. I think it's a, let me get my paper here. I keep it up here so I can make sense to everybody. I just order things as I feel it.
Right.
And let me just take a look here. I'll let you know what it is. Last week I got lucky. Fred called.
I know, that was great.
He called me. Portamid, no, Star Orb, Devastar. I believe, let me take a look here. Firestar.
Oh, what we want one of the
a Firestar.
Oh,
now, the one that I'm getting, I think the Firestar is around $4,600 or so.
Yeah.
But what the Firestar I'm getting, I do a lot of energy work with people.
Right.
And I have an office, so what I do, I talked to Fred about it, and he says I'm not going to make you a gold one. I'm going to make you a black one. And the reason for that is that I'll put it maybe about 3 feet from the feet, 3 feet from the feet. And what happens is that it actually draws negative energy out of the body.
Oh, wow.
So, and I draw it out anyhow, but I think this would make it a lot easier, and I'd be able to see what's happening with the Firestar.
Right.
So, again, he wants me to call him, you know, every time I use it, and to be able to tell them what's going on, because I see, you know, I could see it.
Yeah, you see.
Right, so it'll be a lot of fun to use. And that should be coming in next week, I think.
Now, is that your primary gift, is seeing?
No, I do a lot of other things besides
right.
that. I just,
right.
I can't even tell you what I do.
Yeah, I know, individual.
You know, I there's just so much. I don't
yeah.
even know how to begin or where to begin.
Yeah, it's just what you came into.
Yeah.
It's very unique. It's a great gift you give to us.
Well, thank you. Did you hear the meditation today?
Yeah.
How
beautiful.
Did that feel to you?
Very good. I loved it. I'm going to listen to it again.
Great. Well, I'm going to do it a lot. I think it's a time when people really need to be with Mother Earth.
Yeah,
I think we're waking up to our primal selves, and that's what we need to do. And there's so much love out there. I just, you know, I walk in the woods, and you can feel the love. I mean, it's just, it's around us all the time, and it's constant.
Yeah.
You know, it's
not
like...
There's an aliveness in nature.
Oh, gosh, it's so alive.
Yeah,
you know,
really.
And it gives me... I'm sitting in my living room here, and I'm just getting chills just thinking about it, waiting to go outside and go into the woods again.
Yeah.
But it's so beautiful. Oh, it's so nice hearing from you.
Oh, well, thank you for talking with me.
Absolutely.
It's been great.
Do you feel a lot better?
Oh, yeah, I feel good.
Okay, what I want you to do is walk up to the projector within, let's see, about 3 feet. I'm going to ask the projector to give you health.
Great.
I'm not going to do that until you walk within 3 feet of the projector.
Oh, right now?
Yes, please.
Okay. I have a little on my spine, on L5, there's a little compression, but it's been getting almost all the way. But that's my main thing that I've been working on.
Oh, that I didn't know.
Yeah, it's a little bit in my spine still compressed.
What we're going to do, yes, it's being worked on right now. You should be able to feel that projector. Actually, your hand probably just shook on the phone.
Yeah.
Did you feel that?
I feel that,
yeah. Yep. I'm asking the projector to help you, and I'm going through the phone to the projector, through you, to the projector, and it's instantaneous, and your hand, I know, shook on the other end of the line.
Yeah.
Because I'm asking the projector to help you already. And you can do the same thing. So we need to ask for wonderful health.
Yep.
Now, you should feel a lot of tingling right down in the bottom part of your spine. Can you feel that?
Yeah, I feel it actually all over now.
Good, honey. Good.
Yeah.
Good. I'm so glad you called.
Well, thank you so much.
Well, that's wonderful.
It's always lovely talking with you.
It's my pleasure. I This is what I'm about. This is what I do.
Yeah.
It's so much fun.
Yeah. It's great listening to the shows later on, too, if I
Thank
miss
you.
When I listen again.
Thank you. I think Fred's on tonight sometime or other.
Oh. Well, we love hearing from him.
Yeah, he's a pretty wild guy.
Yeah.
You know, are you out there anywhere along the way? Where are you calling from, can I ask?
Salem, Massachusetts.
Oh, no, you're near the same area I am.
Yes.
If you ever get a chance, I'm going to go out there again next year for a seminar. He loves me to be there.
Yeah.
And you got to take, you should really go. They're unbelievable.
Yeah,
he's got a home.
Yeah.
He must have, if he has one crystal, he must have 5,000.
Wow.
They are lined all over his house, and he puts on a laser show that will knock your socks off.
Wow. My husband went 2 years back, and he just raved about it.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Now, we were thinking of going to the New York show to get the next standalone projector.
Okay.
Do you think that's the way to do it?
You can actually order it through Mikkel.
Yeah.
If you want to.
Yeah, that's just as good, I guess.
You'll get it a lot faster that way.
Right.
Oh, tell her that I told you to call.
All right.
And she'll do it really fast for you.
That's, she's great.
Oh, she's a sweetheart. She's very tall. She's a little taller than I am. I'm 5'9 and a half. She's got to be about 5'10.
Ah.
And very attractive.
Yes.
You know.
She's a beauty.
Yeah, Fred's a very lucky guy.
Yeah,
but it's very nice working with her. I think her brother works with her, there's another young man that's working with her now. I think it's her best friend from high school, if I remember correctly.
Oh,
and they're very close, and we're very close, and so when people, I don't know why, but I get phone calls from all over the world about, you know, what kind of stone should I get? What should I do with the, you know, nuclear receptor? And
I know.
You know, so I have a ball with it.
You become the information guru on how to use red bells.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah,
for us.
It keeps me busy.
Yeah.
Keeps me busy, but it's fun working with him. It's just a ball. I do it out of friendship, not for money, just out of friendship.
Yeah, that's the best.
You know, and but he's a great man. He's done a lot for everybody.
He sure has.
He sure has. Listen, I'm going to have to sign off here in a couple
great.
Minutes, but thank you so much for calling. And
thank you for everything.
Oh, absolutely. And
all
please
right.
don't hesitate to call again.
All right. Well, thank
okay?
you very much.
Okay. God
okay.
bless.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's so nice hearing from people. I've got about 3 more minutes, so if there's somebody out there that needs something else, there we go. We're going to close down now. I just want to thank Dr. Fred Bell, Valerie, Dr. Valerie, and everybody for listening to my program. And we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.